And I went to classes, and I loved the education. You know, I loved just learning about music. I mean, it was all part of the same thing. I didn't want to learn bebop; just wanted to be a musician. You know. And I remember getting a shaved ice on the street, you know, and they shaved the ice and put some raspberry syrup or something on it. And I'm standing in the middle of Lenox Avenue or something, and I just yelled, yay, you know, I'm in New York and I'm having a shaved ice and I'm learning music. I mean, I never forget that joyous feeling of music making. And I, to this day, I think that if it's not a joy, if it's not fun, I want no part of it. And I really, it's almost 70 years later, 65 at least, and I'm still a very joyful player. I love what I do. You know, I mean, I love it. It gets more precious the older I get. How
you're a very passionate player too, and how do you keep that passion?
Well, I mean, because it gives me such joy. I mean, I love doing what I do. I mean, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I do what I love to do. I'm a success at it. I fly business class all around the world. I eat well. I love good wine. I love women. I just love the joy of visiting new countries and getting used to the different civilizations and different ways of different forms of government and how people live. And, you know, I just love the exploration that goes with the discovery of traveling. I always tell young students, if you ain't got the fire in the belly, I mean, if you got a choice between being a brain surgeon and a tenor man, I'd go with the brain surgery man, you know? I think music is only for those that don't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. And once I found that sax, I was hooked, man. I mean, in the good way. I mean, that was what I wanted to be virtually instantly.